Now, who's the healer?
Jesus.
Who's the deliverer?
Jesus.
It's all about Jesus. I usually do get to pray for them, but in this case, I didn't even get to pray for her. She got delivered. And then 30 minutes, we prayed for people for a long time, probably 30 minutes or an hour later, whatever it was. This lady comes over. She said, Pastor, I just want you to know I've got to go home. My daughter and I, we're going to go home. It's already late at night now. But she said, you know, I have not had a single pain since the Lord delivered me a while ago. And she said, you know, I just can't believe I had this pain for 12 years. She said, there wasn't either one of them boys worth this. I'll tell you for sure. Was either one of them worth her having that pain? No. Is anybody worth you having that kind of pain or suffering? No. So why not just do it God's way and just say, okay. Now, that example I gave a while ago, what if Pat did walk in, slap me in the face 3 times, knock me down on the floor, get mud, mash it in my face and everything else? What's the average person do when that happens? The average person gets up fighting, don't they? But a Christian that knows the results, they won't do that, will they? They'll just say, okay, brother or sister, I'm sorry I made you mad, whatever it is, forgive me, but I'm going to walk in love. Now, boy, that's tough to do, isn't it? Hey, that's just hard to do. But when you learn the consequences that come back to you, it ain't near so hard, is it? It ain't worth it at all. I guarantee it's not worth it at all. But the Lord clearly says that forgiveness, now, forgiveness. I want to take you to this scripture since we're talking about forgiveness, and I want to show you what the Lord really said here in Matthew 18:19. Now I want to show you this wonderful promise under the new covenant that he give you in Matthew 18. Oh, yes, brother, you got to say. Oh, I know that. Yeah, absolutely right. I know that. That's why I quit using the NIV. But if you're using an NIV, Mark 11:26 is not in the NIV. But most translations, if you look down at the bottom corner of your page, you'll see that it is down there. But it is in the Bible. Now then, because of that and a few others that I found, in fact, I taught out of the NIV for probably 5 or 6 years in a Baptist church. And the more I studied the Word of God, the more intently that I got into it, the more I began to memorize the Word of God. When I would go to a different translation, I'd say, hey, there's something missing here. In this translation, it was read like this, and this one it read like this. And so I'd go over and check it out. And after about, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 of those things like that, I thought, I'm going to quit using the NIV. It's got too many things left out. So I don't use the NIV. And if you want to use the NIV, I don't have a problem with that, but make sure you use more than one translation. In fact, I would suggest that you use 3 or 4 translations studying the Bible. You know, use it a parallel along beside the Greek and the Hebrew. Use all of these things because, I mean, if I hadn't used the Greek, I would have never received Jesus as my healer. And I'll show you how we do that. I would have never learned this. I mean, you can't get it in the English version. There ain't not one single translation in English that you could ever learn what I learned to get set free to receive Jesus as my healer 25 years ago without studying the Greek. But I learned it in the Greek. And before we get through today, I will show you the verse that set me free, that allowed me 25 years ago to receive Jesus Christ as my own personal healer. And 25 years ago, at the age of 45, I literally received Jesus Christ as my personal healer. And from 25 years old to 70 years old, I have never had a sick day. And I can guarantee you, if you do what I did from God's Word, He'll do the same thing for you. He is no respecter of persons. Is that right? God treats all of His children the same. He don't care whether you're short, tall, fat, skinny, you know, red, yellow, black, or white. It makes no difference with God. He's just looking for faith. That's what He's looking for, you know. And so when you get a hold of that, hey. But anyway, this forgiveness thing, this verse 26, it was an awesome thing. But Matthew 18:19, Jesus said, I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything that you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Now that's an awesome statement, isn't it? Now that's to the obedient Christian. Now it's not for the disobedient. In other words, all of these promises that are in God's Word, I mean, it's amazing. In fact, one morning I was sitting there back 30 years ago when I still had a little television there in the kitchen. I used to turn on the, when I was sitting there having breakfast or something on Saturday morning or whatever, I would sit there and I'd watch some shows or whatever, usually a Christian show, but if I could find one. But one morning I was watching a little Christian show while I was having a bowl of cereal or something, and there was a guy came on, and this was one of the scriptures that he quoted. Now he pulled up four or five of these magnificent, awesome promises, and he quoted these verses. He said, now my only problem is, I don't know why these verses don't work. He said, I have never met a preacher, a person in my life that these verses work for. I thought, now, wait a minute. Does that mean God's lying? So then I begin to go back into the Old Covenant. And I begin to research in the Old Covenant. And everywhere in the Old Covenant, before God made you a promise, he said, if you, you know how big the word if is? Boy, does that carry a lot of weight. If you obey me and do everything I say and do what's right in my sight, not somebody else's, because you can go to somebody and you can ask them for instructions from God's word and they can be a preacher or a PhD at the seminary and they give you lousy counsel if it don't come out of this book. Today, the average Christian don't even go to the church whenever they get sick. This is a very, very unique ministry that God has given me. I mean, today I can tell you there are tens of thousands of people in hospitals and sick right here in the Metroplex. And then why are they not all here? They don't know. And some of them that have heard about me, they think I'm crazy. Healing? Thurman Scrivener, he's just a man. No, he's a son of God. He's a man that's learned things from God's word, and he has walked in obedience to this word, and he's taken these promises, and he has seen thousands of people healed in his life. He has seen hundreds of miracles in his life. Now, if you'd asked me when I was a 20-year-old in church, have you ever seen a miracle? No. Do you think God still does them? Well, I don't know. I ain't never seen one. Now, why could I have lived 20 or 30 years and never seen a miracle or never seen a healing? It's obvious I didn't believe this wonderful book. Now, a little later, in fact, I'll tell you, just a story flashbacks when I look at Gene sitting here on the front. Years ago, when I was asked by someone to come over to their house to minister to one of their daughters, her and her husband. I went over there, and when I got there, as I come to the house, I didn't know this family. I never been to their house before. Somebody had asked me to go, so I called, and they had a daughter that was sick, and so I went over there. And when I came in, I was going to minister to the daughter. Gene said, well, I've got some things to do. I've got to go. So she left, and she thought she was going to be gone an hour or two. And she thought, I'm going to come in and pray for this girl in 5 minutes. I'm going to be gone anyway. So it's not a big deal. But she comes home 2 or 3 hours later, and I'm still there. And we ain't talking about the weather. We're talking about the Word of God. She sits there about 15 or 20 minutes, and she said, I can't believe I left to do what I was going to do. She said, if I'd had any idea you were teaching something like this, I'd have been here for everything. She said, I would have never left. Well, I stayed another hour or two. I mean, I can wear my welcome plumb out. But I ain't never, that I remember, ever had anybody ask me to leave. I don't care if I'm there 1 hour or 5 hours. When I'm in that Word of God, teaching them what God's Word says, they're not wanting me to go. They want me to stay. But that's how I get people healed. Now, I take that word of God, and I went to people's homes over the years. In fact, my own wife here, whenever God put me and her together supernaturally, and she started telling some of her friends that she was going to marry Pastor Thurman Scribner. And some of her friends say, I know him. He came over to my cousin's house years ago, and she was sick with cancer, and he prayed over her, and she got well. And I know her. I know him. He went over to here and prayed. Cheryl said, wow. He really does. A lot of people knew me. Like the other day, quite a while ago, about probably 6 years ago at least, I was by myself, and I went up to a little restaurant in Denton one day to have dinner after church, because I was still going to the Baptist church over here at that time. I went up there and I walked in. I'm sitting there at a table all by myself having dinner. And all of a sudden, a lady comes up and just bangs on the table. Thurman Scribner, bam! Everybody in the place looks. I said, ma'am, did I do something wrong? She said, wrong. You didn't do nothing. She said, you don't remember 5 years ago you come to my house? I had terminal cancer and you prayed over me. I got my sins repented of. She said, I ain't had a sick day since that day. But she said, I ain't sinned any since that day either. And this woman's talking just that loud. I just jumped up and said, praise the Lord. There must have been 100 people in that restaurant. And there wasn't a sound for a couple of minutes. Who showed up in that place for a couple of minutes anyway? Jesus did. You know, that's what every one of us should be doing. You know, we should let people know. We should leave a trail where we go. And that trail should be Jesus, our King. So we need to be doing things. But anyway, here, the Lord tells us right here, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything, I'll do it for you. Why does that not work for most Christians? Why do you see a person that has a need, instead of praying and standing on this promise, why do we just take what comes? Did you ever wonder these kind of things? When we get sick and afflicted, why, as Christians, is not the first place we do is show up at our church? Where you're going to church, every man of God should be equipped with the healing power of Jesus. Because it's in this book.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.